Excuse me, go to
Okay. Okay. So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision and concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, preview channel button, channel digest buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we will have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by or Up UI. Okay. And the last point is train watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation. Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
Yeah, I'll make three slides. So I just look at the just on some web pages.
Yeah.
Find some documentation, and I think a remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button. And in our case, we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very, very standard. And I just look for the wheel sensor and the standard push button. And you can change directly.
Yeah.
In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem. This is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we can, if we can combine something with a push button.
Okay.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the whole remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah,
so will this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel and the chip, be lower than 12 euros to produce?
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box also, which
okay.
I also have to say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
That's
no?
You received something?
Yeah, we have an email from the manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed.
Hmm.
Yeah. It says that right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess
and could it be adapted?
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording the answers, you can just record something simpler. Like
okay, and they can recognize some commands
and
stuff?
Yeah, you can recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff.
So okay. Yeah. Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later
okay.
on according
yeah.
to those news.
But I think it's, yeah, so I haven't written my personal reference. And I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive than that in the push button.
Okay.
If we could reduce that. We have already some good things with the backlight of the push button.
I have a question about that. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that
yeah.
a square box.
You can easily find the button
but
in the dark also.
But in the dark, yeah, but is it going to go always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote control, I think, no?
If you move it, then you have it. You don't need to find it.
Hmm.
You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But if you move it, then you have to have some sensor. When you move it, to detect that you're moving it.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah, okay.
You know it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but
okay.
at the end, this is plenty of very cheap
yeah, okay.
devices, but the bill starts to be.
Yeah, but I expected also the wheel to be cheap, but the internet is very expensive. So.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and you, when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control. When you want to turn off,
but it can be battery consuming, no? To have the light always on.
A little bit.
Well, we will discuss that after maybe
okay.
the other presentations. Yeah. And it is.
So
okay.
Let's move to the slide. So basically, we want very simple, right? That's the major idea. As
yeah.
possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls. And I just looked at two of them because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just reject the buttons that we don't need.
Yeah. And also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was your wrist problem
well
with the users.
These remotes are quite big. So go to the next page. So. They have all these buttons as you can see, but most of them we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So from the bottom where there's the
yeah
the numbers and then the top until the tunnel, so this middle part.
Yeah.
And the left one is exactly the same. So it's basically more or less how we like it with the big volume control, big tunnel control, mutant power. Yeah.
Yeah.
The basic thing.
So it's only the central part.
So basically something that we will build will look more or less the same as these two.
Yeah, with a maybe a more economic design on the
yeah, if we
bottom
have, for
part.
For example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb.
Yeah.
It could be on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have these input buttons and this other stuff that they have. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good
okay.
idea because you open it, it can break, it can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that
a bit down.
A bit,
okay.
Yeah. And just to press the other the big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. Yeah, I think that if you put the cover, it would be even more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually, what I have noticed is that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for the tuning the channels and
okay.
stuff like that. Yeah, but you want to protect a bit. And I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't think. Yeah, this is just the wheel.
Mm.
Use the some wheels can be pushed down. We could use the push down of the wheel for the recoil if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just basically use one just wheel, and a user could use just a wheel to do everything.
Yeah.
The channels, in that case.
Maybe the wheel will be a good advantage over our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's pretty standard apart the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this works to have more expense on that aspect. Okay. So we can move to the. Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards. Okay.
Of the remote control. So the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not current functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you can go.
Yeah.
After. And there is a fashion watchers in Paris and Milan that have detected the following trends. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So maybe our remote control has to be food form or vegetable form.
Okay.
Like that. Or
and
the material is expected to be spongy. So I don't know which material can be spongy.
Yeah. This is good also for.
I think we can certainly that the electronics in spongy thing it could work, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it is good also to have a spongy material. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's
yeah.
robust.
It's robust, yeah.
Hey, that's a cool one. We could say that if you throw it, you have a sensor and you throw it in the television and it turns it off. When it takes a shock.
Yeah, sorry.
And this you can go before yes, and you know here the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is the technological innovative.
Yeah.
After the easy to
yeah.
use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel because I
yeah.
think
yeah,
no one else has
yeah.
has
that's
it.
I think we have to keep that if it's possible.
Yeah. I think it makes it both easy and both innovative, so I think it's a good aspect and it should
how
be kept.
Make it look cool, is the question.
Cool, fancy?
Yeah.
We have to make it look like a fruit or vegetable. Maybe a color that remembers some fruit or things like that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana, I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
About a pool, for example, you know, it's pretty nice like that. And it's easy to
have in. And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
A peer. Yeah. Maybe peer, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, we can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any food that is sponsored?
I don't think so. I think we can have like, yeah, a pear is good, fit well, or banana as you told. Something like that.
Maybe you can feel, what about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's not in the train. Yeah. The train is spongy and vegetable fruits. I think spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a fruit like pear or banana with any other ID you have. What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with? Olivier. Banana is also yellow, so you can't lose your remote control then.
Yeah. You don't lose the banana when
the banana
is curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah,
with the wheel on the top,
yeah,
to control, and here you have the push button to...
I think it's a good idea.
Just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to press the buttons, and then you move the other side.
Yeah.
So you can have it on two sides, and it will be cool. You know?
Yeah. I think it's a good design, and it's innovative as well, then. Maybe we can keep the banana, and it will be very easy to find.
Everybody knows what is a banana, basically. If you start with fancy fruits...
You can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good point.
I hope these units of management die.
I think it. So. 1 second. So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So for component. So we have to think about those aspects. Sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And the chip we chip on print. We know exactly which one we're going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print to fix my components into that box.
Yeah, that can be inside the inner structure.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be. I mean, if
spongy,
it's spongy, then the buttons and the wheel have to. If it's spongy, then it's going to move, right? So it could be bent a lot. So if you try
but
to
no,
the
I
buttons,
think it's possible.
I think it's
no,
possible.
The button would be. In fact, it should be something arch shaped with a spongy cover.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
okay, arch shape with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agree to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button. Why do you want some buttons?
Well, usually hold. Okay, we want to be good also for the left hand user, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So let's say that. it has to be, basically you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a, yeah, also the thumb.
Yeah.
Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very comfortable.
Yeah, maybe the thumb is more comfortable.
This for the wheel and then this for the buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay for both right and left.
So the left, you have the op-
I think you can turn it this way also. You can do both with
wheel
both.
Buttons. Yeah, the
I think it's okay.
Buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side. You cannot see them.
Well, you will get used to it. And moreover, the buttons are lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you have it with your right hand, and the wheel is here, and the buttons are here,
yeah,
then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, you. I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for a lefty it's okay. I can do this movement, and for a righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
So, for interface we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side. And a wheel on the top. So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on those aspects until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision, and have the user interface design, and then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirements given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by emails as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, master.
Do you need to add anything?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained? You don't feel free to answer this? Okay, so see you.
I think we can leave the room for the tracking people.